All gave some and some gave all, but, you know, freedom isn't free. And there are people, individuals, our military, both male and female, that have made major, 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 major sacrifices for us to live in this great nation of ours. And there are people that are on watch every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, all over the world, to make sure that we're not infringed upon, to make sure that we can enjoy our picnics and our outings and, you know, love on our families and have friends and not worry about, you know, getting up and, you know, what's going to happen next. It's just, you know, it's because of our veterans, you know, and we just need to stop and pause and salute them.
Hi there, I'm Amy Spropoulos, guest hosting Mid-South Viewpoint for Byron Tyler. Joining us today, Cordell Walker, Executive Director of Alpha Omega Veteran Services. Good afternoon, Mr. Walker. Cordell, how are you?
Good afternoon, Amy. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. Well, we are so excited to have you because Alpha Omega Veteran Services has been doing some incredible work, and you have been at the forefront of that work, helping to provide services for veterans in and around the Mid-South for a long time. So tell us a little bit about how Alpha Omega Veteran Services started, sir.
Alpha Omega Veteran Services started in a duplex building in South Memphis, and it was the dream of a young lady that had two sons that went to Vietnam and came back, and they were never able to totally readjust back into society. So in her seeking services, she just found that there were none, but she found that there were a lot of individuals that had loved ones that had served and were just kind of walking wounded, and they weren't able to get themselves together or, you know, reintegrate successfully. You know, they had post-traumatic stress disorder, and they were having alcohol and or drug problems. They were having complications from Agent Orange, and, you know, it just broke her heart. And it hit her close to home because she had two sons that fell into that category. So anyway, she had some property in South Memphis, and she utilized that to start Alpha Omega, what was then called Alpha Omega Faith Homes. And we started out with 10 clients there. That was in January of 1987. In 1988, I came on board as the executive director, and we haven't looked back since. We have housed males and females, and from that time until now, we have housed over 15,000 homeless and or disabled military veterans. It was a dream. We never quite thought it was going to be what it is now, but it has, because of the need that veterans have had once they get out of the military and once they try to get back on their feet. So we were the first or second nonprofit charitable organization in the United States to serve this population, and we're pretty excited about it because we're homegrown. We have two separate programs. One's a transitional supportive services program, and one is a permanent housing supportive services program. And one program is short term, anywhere from a couple of months to a couple of years, and the other one is permanent. And we're excited to say that 90% of the individuals that have come through our doors have gotten back on their feet and totally reintegrated back into society. And what that means is they have some form of income and they have permanent housing. And that's really saying a lot, because we've had people that have been sleeping under bridges and eating out of trash cans for years, and they come to us with nothing but the clothes on their backs, and we're able to get them back on their feet and become, you know, tax-paying, God-fearing, loving their families, giving back individuals. We're just really excited about it. We don't look at this as a work, but truly a ministry and a mission. Most of my staff, I have about 42 staff now, graduated from the program.
Wow.
So we give back in that way. We're pretty excited about what we're doing. It's all about, you know, staying in the light and praying and putting one foot in front of the other. So that's a little bit about what we do.
And I love that, because over the years, you've done a lot of interviews about the success of your program. Mm-hmm. And there have been others in other cities and other communities that have wanted to model your success. And you have been very quick to say just what you said. Mm-hmm. We feel very passionately about the people that work for our program have actually walked through our program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we try to lead by example, because when people walk in our doors, they see themselves. You know, they can't say, well, you don't understand, and you've never been there, and you've never done this, that, and the other. And that's absolutely not true. There are individuals that come in and they see people that they have, you know, slept in parks with or been in, you know, undesirable circumstances with, and they see that they're wearing suits now and they're staying in the light and giving back and, you know, sober and doing everything necessary to be the best people they can be.
Wow.
And so that excites us because at some point you have to look at yourself. And the main impetus to growth and rehab is to look within and see where you're at and where you want to be. And we contend that we're going to give you all the tools necessary to get back on your feet. You know, we can't carry you necessarily, but you got to meet us halfway. And I think that's one reason our success rate is so high is because we're all about the truth and honesty. You know, we say, okay, this is what's going on. This is what we think you need. This is an individual program for you. You walk halfway, we'll walk half, we'll hold hands, we'll get there. If you stumble, we'll be there to pick you up. We got to keep walking, got to keep going. I can't blame anybody, can't look at the past. It's all about better, being a better person tomorrow, and this is where we start today. And it's been working. Again, we've had males and females on over 90% success rate, mm-hmm. and it's really a reality program, but you got to look at yourself.
That's incredible. And I love the mother mm-hmm. who started this, Ola Ray Ransom, mm-hmm. and it's so interesting because I did a little research on her, and mm-hmm. it's so cool because she mm-hmm. mortgaged her home mm-hmm. to find a place for her sons who returned from Vietnam, mm-hmm. had health issues, mm-hmm. started with 8 veterans, and you say how many you've helped today?
15,000.
Oh.
Over 15,000.
Do you think she had any inkling?
I don't think she had a clue.
Wow.
I think she was trying to just help her sons.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the friends of her sons, because that's basically what I walked into. It was her 2 sons and several other people that were affiliated with her and her family. And it was in a duplex building in South Memphis on Person Avenue, and right next to the railroad track. I don't think anybody had a clue that it would be what it is.
Right.
You know, but I had a dream.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
I just said, well, just get out the way and let me do this. We're going to be all right.
Wow.
You know, and you know, I just start working, praying, putting one foot in front of the other, implementing the program, getting the good people around me, still getting good people around me like yourself, you know,
thank
staying
you.
In the light.
Yes.
Having people be the wind beneath our wings,
right.
being real about, you know, the programs and what we do and just getting it. It's worked. It's
I
absolutely
love that.
It's no magic to it. It's
yeah.
no magic to it. We've got to gut it out and get better.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
these are the tools to get better. So let's pick up these tools and use them and get there.
And I know one of the ask questions, because it was one of the first questions that I asked you when we met over 15 years ago. So you were a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the most asked commonly questions that you get? Mr. Walker, were you a veteran?
Yeah, people ask me that a lot. But I served in a whole different way. You
yes.
know, when I graduated from high school in 1968, I wanted to join. And I was not able to because I was too young. And I was the only boy in my family. My mom would not sign for me. Army and the Marines said that they couldn't take me until I got to be 18. I was just 17 at the time. So I just kind of bummed around for a year. Worked at U.S. Steel Corporation in Chicago, which was across the street from Grant Park, where they were having the Democratic National Convention and the riots. And Vietnam was escalating. Saigon, My Lai Massacre. You know, it was just a lot of stuff going on. I just felt like I need to be able to do something for my brothers, you know.
Yes.
I had friends coming back from Vietnam. They weren't themselves. They were, you know, suffering from PTSD, Agent Orange. It was just a mess. And by the grace of God, I was able to get through undergraduate school with some scholarships and, you know, work study programs and graduate school and, you know, was able to major in counseling and psychology with an emphasis on behavior modification and haven't looked back. You know, my thrust has been to work with veterans, specifically at that time, Vietnam veterans. And I just moved from that to where I'm at now with Desert Storm, Afghanistan, Iraqi veterans. We're pretty good at what we do. We're the first to have done so. Again, it's not like we're trying to figure out what to do. You come in and we got this. Just work with us on this. We got this. Again, I have served in a different way, but I feel like I have finally gotten to the point where I can say that I have been on the front lines. Been there for 35 years now, and I've seen a lot, and I've been through a lot. And Alpha Omega has gone through a lot, and we're one of the best in the nation now.
Absolutely.
You know, we get a lot of phone calls about who you are and what you're doing. And, you know, we got an urban farm program that's to die
for. Let's talk
for.
About that. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful transition.
Yeah,
let's talk about that, because that, it's located on Ball Road.
We do have a location on Ball Road. We were gifted the old Army Defense Depot Some years ago, and it was 6.3 acres of land, and it had space that we can use for agriculture and gardening. Now, one of my board members, P.C. Horton, who is expert in that field, decided to get into urban gardening. We did some raised beds, did some in-ground planting on a small scale, and it just moved from there to where 2 acres or so of the property now is all agriculture.
Wow.
And they grew, like last year, like 18 pounds of vegetables and food, and we've got chickens, and they're producing eggs every day. And the speckled chickens produce speckled eggs, and the brown chickens produce brown eggs, and, you know, we're able to give them back to the clients and do cooking classes and, you know, how to eat healthy, how to go from planting seeds to eating food off the table. Clients are wildly excited about it. We are now expanding that program to another facility that was gifted to us at 3114 Jackson Avenue. It was the old Marine Corps Reserve Center, and that is 6.43 acres of land. We're rehabbing it at this point. We're going to do our Urban Farm 2 there, and we're hoping to produce probably more there than we were at the Ball Road facility, because we've got a hydroponic container where we can farm and grow year-round. We had that dropped off about 2 weeks ago. We're pretty excited about that. We've got some more employees. We've got some clients that are working at both properties. We've got about 10 restaurants that we work with that exclusively like our vegetables and what we grow that they serve on their menu. They're all about Alpha Omega. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
That's a beautiful partnership.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. The thing about it is, it's all about, you know, healing our veterans. You know, it's a program of healing and hope and getting your life back together and being at one with the world and with the earth and knowing that your spirit is in a good place. So we do the outings and we do a lot of the other things that treatment facilities do, but we feel real good about the urban farms that we have because they're unique, they're successful. Our clients are wildly excited about it. You can smell the vegetables when you walk around the facility. You can see the food growing. You get a chance to plant it, cook it, eat it. It's nutritious and healthy and certified homegrown, USDA approved. And we've got homegrown for heroes certification on it. That's
incredible.
Yeah. We're pretty excited about all of that. We weren't anticipating any of this. We were just anticipating having more varied services for our clients and helping them in their quest to heal from their experience in the military. And that's an added value for us and for them. And we're pretty good at it now. I'd love to share it with them when they come in the program.
I love that. Let's talk a little bit, because I don't want to dwell on this, but I would be remiss if I didn't talk about how when the pandemic happened, like everyone else, that kind of, you know, it startled things a little bit. But you just, again, had the recipe that you just put one foot in front of the other and continued and continued to provide outlets through computers, right? And that wouldn't have been possible, Cordell, had it not been for relationships that had been formed. And I think that's such a beautiful thing that we just really need to talk about because, you know, some of the, and I'm a mother that's raising kids that, you know, sometimes they fall into this thing where they communicate with TGIF, whatever, you know, that's how they communicate. But had it not been for those deep relationships that you had already formed, that Ms. Ransom laid down, it would have been tough because it was tough for a lot of organizations.
It would have been very difficult. Comcast stepped up to the plate and gave everyone at the facility laptop computers. So we ended up with like 100 laptop computers. And that was just wonderful. You know, for all the clients, all of the veterans got computers. So that helped because a lot of what was going on then was like mobile counseling, and you had to talk to your doctors through the, you know, teleconferencing, and there was not much in-person anything. That just helped us tremendously, to say the least. We had to redirect the program because we could not have individuals in a group home situation anymore. So we had to take more than a couple of our clients and put in the hotels. That really disrupted things because we had to now transport food to our clients. We had to move them individually from one spot to another. We couldn't have them in the vans together. They had to have their own individual rooms. We had to move our staff over to the hotels. It was just a mess, you know, to say the least. Just put a burden on, you know, running the program. But first and foremost, we had to make sure that everybody was safe. We had to stay in our bubble. Mm-hmm. Make sure that everybody was taken care of in regards to being COVID-free, masking up, washing your hands, make sure you sanitize things. And we got through it pretty well. You know, now that we're on the other side of it, you know, we can take a deep breath. We're still very cognizant of the virus being out there.
Absolutely.
But we've learned a lot. But again, Amy, we've had some excellent friends that have stepped up to the plate, and some I won't admit, but they know who they are because I think they would rather remain anonymous. But we had another set of computers that came in for our staff so that we could have staff meetings without any interruption. We have just been overjoyed with our relationship with the companies and agencies that have been there to lift us up during such a very difficult time. And, you know, we never lost sight that, you know, there was always going to be a tomorrow.
Right.
And that tomorrow is here. Our quality of services did not wane. Mm. They did not diminish. They did not decrease. The clients were still given everything they needed in a different way, just to make sure that everybody was on track and, you know, out of the way of adversities that the virus presented to us and the world. And, you know, we just stayed on top of that, and we're very hypervigilant about it, and we got through it, and here we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I want to read this statistic to you because there are more than 18 million veterans living in America, about 7% of the population, mm-hmm. according to that U.S. Census Bureau. And the median age of veterans, 65, Vietnam-era veterans make up the largest group of those alive at 6.4 million. So it's interesting because I read that because another survey shows that more than two-thirds, 68% of veterans say that they are very proud of their service. Mm-hmm. Most of those say all they want is recognition and not to fall through the cracks. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what Alpha Omega Veteran Services is doing. So this leads me right into the new arm, the new branch mm-hmm. of the tree of mm-hmm. Alpha Omega mm-hmm. Veterans Services. Let's talk a little bit about a special campaign that's being launched to unveil what you guys are calling the Wall of Honor.
Okay, well, we have the facility, again, that we were gifted by the GSA and by the Marine Corps, and it is a 22,000 square foot facility that we'll be using for administrative and recreation, a computer, music room, lab, library.
And gymnasium?
Gymnasium.
Yes.
The biggest thing there is.
That's right.
A full gymnasium. And this is for our new headquarters. And so it is a $8 million project. We have raised $5.2 million to date, and we're still searching for the other $2.8 million, which we're hoping and praying that we get. We had a private donation of $5
million. Wow.
And which was absolutely wonderful. That started things and have kept things going. And the Wall of Honor is basically where individuals can donate smaller sums and have their names engraved on plaques on a wall to donate to the, you know, cause and to the service and caring for our veterans. We take donations in any, you know, denomination, but the main thing is to, you know, just share whatever you can so that we can continue to move forward and in regards to what we're doing and continue to sustain to make sure that our veterans have the best of care from henceforth. We're pretty excited that we're able to put this forward. We've never had a Wall of Honor per se.
Mm.
So this is a really good opportunity to give back. And, you know, the only reasons we're here, Amy, and you know this, and I'm preaching to the choir, but the only reasons we're here is to help our fellow man and to praise God.
Yes, sir.
And this would be an excellent opportunity to help your fellow man in what little way that you can. And we welcome you to contact us at our offices or on our website. And you know, look at the information and just give what you can, share the information with your friends, your relatives, to make our dream come true, to make this the state-of-the-art facility that we hope and know that it will be, but now you will be a part of it by being part of the Wall of Honor. And so glad you brought that up.
I'm so, well, yeah. I just think it's beautiful. The fundraising campaign is called Operation Home for Heroes. Mm-hmm. I want to add that Alpha Omega Veterans has really launched 4 levels of giving, and this mm-hmm. is so cool. $500 for bronze. That's mm-hmm. $41 a month, payable over a year. Mm-hmm. $1,000 for silver. That's $41 a month, payable over 2 years, and $2,500 for gold, mm-hmm. and that's $41 a month payable over 2 years. You can also do a platinum gift, and that's $5,000. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get chills when I talk about this, because the launch of this Operation Home for the Heroes mm-hmm. is the timing is no coincidence mm-hmm. because Mother's Day is just around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is very cool.
Yeah, right, right. And this was the dream of a mother.
Right.
Who was trying to help her sons. And I think it's so timely, you know. And again, what better motivation than you can have than to think about your mom and, you know, give back and in honor of them.
Absolutely.
Along with our veterans who fought for our freedoms. And if it weren't for them, none of us would be here enjoying the freedoms and the wealth that we do in this country that we live in,
absolutely,
that we love so much, the United States of America.
And we are getting close to, as a country, to celebrate Independence Day and Memorial Day, mm-hmm. in addition to Mother's Day. So
right.
it's just such a time when I believe we need to stop,
right.
slow down,
right.
and reflect. And,
right.
you know, as a mom myself, I feel passionately about getting our children involved in remembering
mm-hmm.
why.
Mm-hmm.
and how
right,
we are
right.
able to stand here today.
Right, 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 right. Well, you know, all gave some and some gave all, but, you know, freedom isn't free. And there are people, individuals, our military, both male and female, that have made major, 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 major sacrifices for us to live in this great nation of ours. And we have our problems, absolutely. We absolutely have our problems, but we're free. And there are people that are on watch every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, all over the world, to make sure that we're not infringed upon, to mm-hmm. make sure that we can enjoy our picnics and our outings and, you know, love on our families and have friends and not worry about, you know, getting up and, you know, what's going to happen next. It's just, you know, it's because of our veterans, you know, and we just need to stop and pause and salute them and just tell them thank you. And this is a small way of doing so. And it's just by the grace of God that we were born in a country, you know, like ours, and we defend it in such a way that we as citizens, you know, have some of the richest lives on earth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it is so incredible because, you know, we've seen stories about how equine therapy and bringing therapy dogs in. And that's another part of, because when you were talking about the produce,
right.
it's almost like when you see the men and women out there,
right.
it's like this overwhelming sense of peace comes
exactly.
over them.
Exactly.
And and then, you know, they are able to continue to put one foot in front of
right,
another.
Right, right. It's almost like a slice of heaven, you know. And we, as you have mentioned, you know, equine therapy is something that we have partaken in, and we have partnered with Southern Range in the past
yes.
on equine therapy, and it has worked out, you know, royally for us. But being able to have your own, you know, special type of therapeutic activities on your own property, there's just something special about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you just walk out the door and,
right.
there it is, you know.
It'll all be housed under
yeah.
one roof,
yes, ma'am.
So to speak.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can consolidate a lot of things. We're just kind of scattered right now, and We'll have everything under one roof, and it's going to be so very cool. We're really looking forward to it. We're not looking forward to the move,
yes,
but we're looking forward to being relocated in our own central headquarters, where everybody's in the same place.
Speaking of the move, when are you planning on doing that?
Our administrative offices hope to move by no later than the end of July, and we're hoping to get our clients in maybe sometime in October, maybe the end of October.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you can help even more.
Oh yeah.
Families.
Oh yeah. Right now we've got 10 clients that are housed in hotels. We'll have another 10 new clients coming in, which will make the total at the Marine Corps Reserve Center that we're moving into 20. And we're looking to expand that. So we're going to start with 20 and just kind of go from there. But, you know, we've got a special needs program, and we've got a service intensive program that we're working with the VA on, and that will house those 20 people at the inception of moving.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Cordell, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been my honor, my pleasure.
It's such an incredible program, and I would really, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you, because the work you have done has been absolutely incredible, and the relationships that you have formed, and just, it's a great organization, and you can support this move, this effort, as Alpha Omega Veterans forges forward into the next level by going to their website right now, alphaomegaveterans.org. I am Amy Spiropoulos, guest hosting Mid-South Viewpoint for Byron Tyler.
Thanks so much for being with us today.